Today's Shir Masechet Zevachim Daf Chav Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom Meisvei. In introduction to the Shir, we learned in our previous Shir the Mishnah that the Mishnah spoke about the halacha if somebody did Zrikas Hadam in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah used the word Pasul, and Shmuel, explaining the word of the Mishnah, said that when the Mishnah uses the word pasul, it doesn't mean that the zrika is entirely ineffective. Rather, Shmuel said what it means is that the zrika is effective. The zrika accomplishes a kapara for the person who brought the carbon. What the zrika doesn't accomplish, is that the meat of that carbon should be allowed to be eaten by the kahanim, that's carbon shlamim by the owners. That zrika, which was done in the wrong place, can't accomplish. Furthermore, in learning the opinion of Shmuel, we learned that Shmuel's opinion is that don't do the zrika over again in order to be able to eat the basar, because since the zrika did accomplish a kapara, says Shmuel, just to do a zrika with the purpose of eating the meat is not a reason to do a zrika. Interesting comments that I've seen based on this opinion of Shmuel before we go further in explaining his opinion, Be'ezer Hashem and today's shir. There's a machloikas ha'achroinim. If the rule that Shmuel said is applicable by all karbonis, because the Or Sameach says there's an exception to the rule of Shmuel, and that's a Karban Pesach. Actually, not just the Karban Pesach, but also the Karban Chagiga that came along with the Karban Pesach. And he explains as follows. He says, what's the purpose of bringing all Karbans? The purpose of bringing a Karban typically is to have a Kapara. And therefore, Shmuel was Mechadish, explaining the Mishnah, that if you had the Zrika, even though it was done in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, you have a kapara, so it's fine. But says Dor Sameach, the entire purpose of bringing Karban Pesach is to eat the meat of the Karban Pesach. And the same was the purpose of the Karban Chagiga that was brought along with the Karban Pesach. So if you're going to do the Zrik, if the Zrik of the Karban Pesach was done in the wrong place in the Mizbeach, which according even to Shmuel, you won't be allowed to eat that meat, you've failed the entire purpose of a Karban Pesach. And therefore, says Dor Sameach, by Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga that come along with it, Shmuel will agree that if the blood was sprinkled in the wrong place, it's useless. Chazanish disagrees. Chazanish says that Shmuel didn't make that exception in our Gemara. And the main purpose, even by Karban Pesach, is Kapara, and the Kapara is accomplished if the Zrik was in the wrong place, even if you can't eat the Basa. So it's a beautiful Vart from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says, we all remember the Haggadah, where we make the bracha. V'noich l'sham, min ha'zvachim u'min ha'psachim, ash yegi ha'domam al-kir mizbechacha. So the Brisker Rav points out that the wording is a hard wording to understand. Ash yegi ha'domam al-kir mizbechacha. What does it say, the wall of the mizbechacha? Ash yegi ha'domam al-mizbechacha. Says the Brisker Rav that we're saying in the Haggadah the Or Sameach Svart. What are we speaking about in that bracha? We're speaking about the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga we bring along with the Karban Pesach. That Karban Pesach, we said now, has to be sprinkled in the right place. Because the Or Sameach taught us just now, if it wasn't done in the right place, then even Shmuel would agree that it's no point in doing it. Normally, it's enough as long as you threw out the Mizbeach, it's good enough. Karban Pesach, it's not good enough. It has to be al-kir mizbechacha, to the right place. Another interesting vort on this Gemara based is from Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska indicates, speaks about the following shaila. There's somebody that has two esrogim. One esrog is a beautiful esrog, it's a mehudr, but there's a question if it's a kosher esrog. Simplest way of explaining is it's a question if it's a merkav. The other esrog is a kosher esrog, but it's not so nice. So the question that was posed to Reb Chaim Briska is which esrog should be taken first? You could take both Esther arguments. Which Esrig should you take first? So Chaim Brisk paskened that you should take the Esrig that is a questionable Esrig first. Why? He uses Al Gemara as a raya. Because what did Shmuel and Al Gemara say? Shmuel and Al Gemara says that once you did the Zrika Saddam and it affected a Kapora, there's no point in doing another Zrika Saddam. Says Rav Chaim Brisk the same thing by the Esrig. If you're going to take the Esrig, that's a Shaila, it's a Marvshach. If it's a kosher Esrig, you will makayim the mitzvah perfectly. Kosher Esrig, that's Mohoder. If it's not a kosher Esrig, then you'll take the second Esrig that you know it's kosher. But if you'll take the Esrig that's certainly kosher, even if it's not so Mohoder, so once you take that Esrig, you will certainly makayim the mitzvah. And Shmuel taught us that once you makayim the mitzvah, there's no point in redoing it. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Brisk, take the Esrig with the Shaila first. So to begin today's shiur, where we continue discussing the opinion of Shmuel, is we need to say a few introductory remarks about Pigel. Actually, we're going to be spending many dafim as we begin now the shiurim learning the halachos of Pigel. So it's important to learn them for a moment and get them right, hopefully. There are two types of Pigel. There's chutzlum koimai and chutzlum zmanai. Chutz mekoimai means that the person is wanted to take the carbon outside of the place that's allowed to be. The halacha regarding chutz lemekoimai is that a carbon that's brought chutz lemekoimai without machshava is possible, meaning it's disqualified. But if somebody eats that carbon, there is no chiv karis. Pigel, for which there's a chiv karis, is with somebody, and this is very important to remember, had in mind to do an act of consumption. What is the act of consumption? There are a lot of examples of an act of consumption. Eating the carbon is a great example of consumption. Doing Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach is another example of consumption. Burning the Amrim, pouring the Shrayim are all examples of consumption. He had in mind to do an act of consumption, Chutz Lazmanoi, after the right time. The halacha is that carbon is pigel, and that situation, if somebody eats from that carbon, he's chayv karis. One more very important point, which we're going to discuss more in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Chavtes. A carbon to be considered pigel, has to be that the only problem that there is with this carbon is that it's pigel. But if there's any other problem besides the fact that it's pigel, the halacha is that that carbon is not pigel. It's possible, but it's not pigel. I saw a beautiful vart before we begin the shiurim about pigel, as I said. A beautiful vart from the Yismach Moshe about pigel. Because he asks the obvious question that all of us think when we think about pigel. Somebody who eats, a kohen, whose job is to bring the carbon properly, why would he make a carbon pigel? Why would he have these machshava chutzlum kohen chutzlum zmanai? What does the kohen do this for? What's he accomplish? Says the Yismach Moshe. And he uses very strong wording. He says, what I'm saying is a dover borer. What I'm saying is clearly true. He says, what the Torah is speaking about is the following case. A person brought a carbon. Why? He did an aveira. And Bezdin says that he has to bring a carbon. But as we discussed, really when we began the Masechta, bringing a carbon without an intention to do tshuva is essentially a meaningless act. So here a person brought the carbon, brought the animal, brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, but he never intended to do tshuva. Teaches us the Torah. The pasuk begins, "V'machal yachal b'yoyim ha'shlishi lo yiratza." If the kohen brought the carbon with the machsheva pigel lo yiratza, it doesn't affect kapara. You know why? Hamakrivay say. the person who brought the carbon, lo yichashev, never thought about doing tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Yismach Moshe, creates a situation that the person who brought the carbon without tshuva, the Kohen will have a machsheves pigel, and the carbon won't accomplish anything because you didn't do tshuva. And without tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in your carbon. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. Chishev litain, we're going to learn a Mishnah, Daflam Advov. Chishev litain, hanitan lamal lamata. B'shas that he brought the carbon, he had a mind to do the Zrikas Dam on a carbon that's supposed to be done on lamal mechuta sikra lamata. Lamata lamal. La altar. If he had a mind to do that Zrika in the wrong place, but he had a mind to do it today, so there's no problem. Kosher. Chaz v'chishev. But then if he continued having a machshava of chutz l'mekaymai, posel vein by karis, because this will be the classical case of a carbon that's being, a proper carbon, where the kohen has a machshavas chutz l'mekaymai, where the halach is, it's posel, but there's no chiv karis. If the kohen has a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, pigel v'chayav in a karis. So far, fine. Continues the Mishnah, l'macho, posel. If he had a machshava, poshup shot in the Mishnah, is he had a machshava to bring the carbon tomorrow, that's chutz l'zmanoi, but put it in the wrong place on the mizbeach, it's posel. And this is a difficult line, we're going to get back to it in a minute. Chaz v'chishev, why is it posel? Because it's a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, but it's a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi in the wrong place. Chaz v'chishev, if after having this machshava to bring the carbon tomorrow and do the zrika in the wrong place, he had a machshava of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai. So we go back to halacha that I just mentioned in our introductory remarks. A carbon is never pigel if it has a different problem besides the problem of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai, and that's why it's possible by mikara. Now ask the Gemara, back to this line, l'mocha possible. So again, to emphasize and understand what this line is saying. What this line is saying is that if you had machshava to do the zrika tomorrow in the wrong place on the mizbeach, chutz l'zmano in the wrong place, it's not considered pigel. Ask them why. If the basis of Shmuel's opinion is, that shloik kemekaymai kemekaymai, that even if you do zrika on the mizbeach in the wrong place, it's an effective zrika. So this is a real chutzlum, it's a traditional chutzlum zmanai machshava. It's a machshava to do it in the wrong place, to do it in the wrong time. So why is it not pigel? Why does Mishnah only say it's possible? Ask the Gemara. If Shmuel is correct, if a machshava to do a carbon in the wrong place, to do the zrik in the wrong places is equal to do it in the right place, why is it only possible? It's a real pigel, it should be according to Shmuel. Answers the Gemara. Zrika d'shaya basa b'achila. What type of zrika, what kind of machshav regarding zrika could turn a carbon into pigel? A zrika that will allow us to eat the meat of this carbon. That kind of a zrika, maisel de pigel, could end up being pigel. However, zrika d'shaya basa b'achila, a zrika that even Shmuel, as we said in our introductory remarks, that says that if you do the zrika in the wrong place, you won't be, and it will affect the kapara, but it won't accomplish that you can eat the basar. Zrika de loshaya basar bechila. The zrika that doesn't accomplish that you should be able to eat the basar, la maisel de pigel. Can never bring the pigel. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying, in one word, is, Shmuel is still sticking to his opinion of zrika shlem kemekaymai is fine. Why therefore, if you had a machshava to do the zrika in the wrong place tomorrow, is it not pigel? Because since that zrika couldn't bring you to eat meat, it's not the kind of zrika that makes full-fledged pickle. It's only posel. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Zutra Manolacha, where do you take this distinction? That only a zrika, only a machshava about a zrika that could bring the mussar to be eaten is a machshava pickle. But a machshava about a zrika that cannot bring the mussar to be eaten is not considered a machshava's pickle. The ksiv, because the posel says, that's only because of pigle that you may not eat the basar. It comes to exclude shame pigule garmla. It's not because of pigle that you can't eat the basar. The fact that you did the zrika in the wrong place prevents you from eating the basar, and therefore it's not pickle. Ask the Gemara, gevaldik. But now, and this is the basis for understanding this next question of the Gemara. We have no right. We have no right to create our own rules. And therefore, if the Torah, and we're going to spend a lot of time about this, on these rules, the Mitzvah Shem, teaches us there's a din of chutz l'zmanoi, fine. If the Torah teaches us there's a din of chutz l'mkaymoi, fine. To review, going back to the first half of our Masechta, if the Torah teaches us there's a din of shloi l'shma, by Karim Pesach and Karim Chatos, fine. But now we're learning about a new machshava. Chutz l'zmanoi, not in the right place doing the zrika. There's no such rule in the Torah. So how could the Mishnah say that's possible? Where does it fall in? Where does the Torah speak about this? That the Mishnah should say it's possible. If this doesn't fall into any of the cases that the Torah discusses, it shouldn't be possible either. Ask the Gemara. Why does the Mishnah say it's possible? It should be perfectly fine. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mida de Hava Mechshev Sinuach, Veliva de Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem, on Daf Lamed Hei, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Machloikis of Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold like we just explained. If it's mentioned in the Torah that it's a case of Pigel, Chutz Lazmanu, Chutz Mekoymai, it is. If not, not. Rabbi Yehuda's Mechadish. Let's say you had a Machshev to do something wrong. It's not one of the categories that I just described. But any machshava to do something wrong makes the carbon possible. Not pigle, but possible. So that's the Mishnah. Here you had a machshava to do the zrika tomorrow in the wrong place. Correct. We proved that it can't be pigle. Why can't it be pigle? Because pigle is only if you had a machshava to do the zrika tomorrow in the right place. But still you had a machshava to do something wrong, doing the zrika tomorrow. Or be it in the wrong place. Rabbi Yehuda will hold that's possible. And that's who the Mishnah is following. Gaval the Geshayla that the Migdash David asks. He's saying that the Gemara here was Mechadish, that any Zrika that doesn't cause that the Basar should be eaten is not a Zrika that you could have a Machshavas Pigel about. That's what the Gemara proves from a Pasuk. So he asked the following question. The Halach is as follows. Many Kabbonis require two applications of Dam. Three, four, two or four. But the halacha is clear, and I think we've maybe mentioned this halacha, that if you only did one application of dam, it's fine. But the evidence is fine. So ask the Migdash David, what's going to be the halacha like this? Somebody had a machshava to do the zrika chutz l'zmanoi, not the first zrika. The first zrika he'll do in the right time. He'll do the second or fourth zrika tomorrow, in the right place, but tomorrow. Will that carbon be pickled? Why? Because that zrika is not what makes the basar mutter to be eaten. What makes the basar to be eaten is the first zrika. And the first zrika he didn't have any bad machshav about. What will be the halacha? He's not clear. He doesn't answer. The Chazanish discusses that Migdash David. The Chazanish says certainly it will be pickled. He says, we can't look at the zrikas. We can't separate the first zrika from the other zrikas. And the din for the first zrika is the same for the second and fourth. And if the first zrika would become pickled that way, so too with the second and fourth. Continues the Gemara. At this point, the Gemara is moving away from Shmuel's opinion. And the Gemara now is giving us another way of understanding the Mishnah. Again, we began the shiur today reviewing the opinion of Shmuel. What is the opinion of Shmuel? That if somebody did the zrika in the wrong place, kapari he has, the basar he can't eat. Resh Lakish has a whole different definition of it. And therefore when the Mishnah says possible, it doesn't mean that's completely possible. And what it means is possible, but only from being eaten. But it does affect the kapara. Resh Lakish amloil and possible mamish. The way to understand the word, and this is what's bothering Resh Lakish, is that he disturbed the Shmuel saying that the word posel in the Mishnah is sort of a watered-down posel. He says posel means posel. But Rav Shlokish does agree that Shloim k'mekoymai dami. That if somebody puts that he agrees with Shmuel, that if you do the zrika in the wrong place, it's fine. So if you did the Zrika in the wrong place, why does the Mishnah say it's still fine? Why does the Mishnah say possible? V'loy kasha. Can lasam b'shtika. In a place where all you did wrong would just do the Zrika in the wrong place, that's where the halacha will be, and that's what the Mishnah in the later in the Masechta discusses, that the halacha is the carbon is perfectly fine. Kach nasam b'amira. But if besides doing the Zrika in the wrong place, you also had the wrong machshava. You also had the wrong machshava. The opinion that we just said, that if you have the wrong machshava, even though it's a machshava that wouldn't allow you to eat the basar, because the basar anyway can't be eaten if it was sprinkled in the wrong place, but if you did such a machshava, with that, the carbon is possible. And now the Gemara repeats, Tanan. All the questions that we had in the Gemara does it in one line, which took us almost a blat till now. Tanan, Chishav Litan is a mitan lamata, lamala, lamala, lamata. All the questions that we asked on Shmuel's opinion, now are similarly asked on Rish Lakish's opinion. Ad immediately to have a machshavas anuuch with Rabbi Yehuda, that we're going to have to explain that next Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. A third opinion, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. This is a whole drastic different approach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Idiv Idi Shinosim Shtika. Both Mishnais, this Mishnah and the Mishnah we're going to learn in Mitzvah later on Daf Lamed Vav, are speaking where you did the Zrika in the wrong place. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, unlike Rish Lakish and unlike Shmuel, if you did the Zrika in the wrong place, if you did the Zrika in the wrong place, then it's meaningless. It's a meaningless act. So, our Mishnah that says that it's possible is talking about a case where our Mishnah is talking about a case where you have no Madama Nefesh left over. So since you have no Madama Nefesh left over, and this Zrika in the wrong place according to Rabbi Yochanan is completely useless, so our Mishnah says possible. This carbon is hopeless. The next Mishnah that doesn't say that it's possible is talking about you still have Dama Nefesh. Since you have Dama Nefesh, take the Dama Nefesh that you have left over and use it for the Zrika to fix what you've done wrong. So it's a very interesting machloikis, Reb Chaim Brisk and Chazanish, and understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Chaim Brisk. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you did the Zrika in the wrong place, that Zrika is meaningless, useless. But since that Zrika was useless, if you still have Dama Nefesh in the animal's neck, chap that Dama Nefesh and do Zrika again with it. What would be the halacha? You don't have any more Dama Nefesh. The Dama Nefesh goes out pretty fast. But you still have Dam in the cup that you did the Zrika from. Could you use that leftover blood to do the Zrika properly? Says Chaim Briska, no. Chaim Briska says that you could only use the Dam HaNefesh. He says that's what the wording of the Gemara is. Ha de Ika Dam HaNefesh. There's Dam HaNefesh left, not Dam in the cup. The Dam in the cup, once part of that blood was used for an improper Zrika, it can't be used again. Chaznish disagrees. Chaznish says it doesn't make a difference if it's Dam HaNefesh or Dam in the cup. If you still have blood that you can use for the Zrika, Rabbi Yochanan says do it again, properly. So now that we explain this Machlok Sir Chaim Briska and the Chaznish, there's a fascinating Sfasemis. The Sfasemis goes back to Shmuel that we discussed at the beginning of the year. What did Shmuel say? That if you did Zrika in the wrong place, so Shmuel said, Lav k'mekoymoy, lav k'mekoymoy dummy, and therefore the Zrika brought you a kapara, and as we said, just to do a Zrika, to have basar, we don't do a Zrika. Says the Sfas Emes, you know what Shmuel means? To go back to the Dam HaNefesh, and take blood, and do another Zrika, just to be able to get you basar, no right. But let's say, says the Sfas Emes, that you did Zrika out of the cup. You did Zrika in the wrong place. So a kapar you have, but you have leftover blood in the cup. Shmuel will agree, says the Sfas Emes, that you could use that blood in the cup to do a new Zrika to be able to eat the basar. Big chiddush in the Sfas Emes. Continues the Gemara in analyzing Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Pasol v'ein bekaris. The Mishnah said that if somebody did the Zrika in the wrong place, it's pasul v'ein bekaris. So Bishlam or Reish Lakish, we just explained, Hanik Tani pasul v'ein bekaris, that what's the case? We explained that he had a mind to do the Zrika in the wrong place, in the wrong time, So piglet isn't, but it's also not kosher. And that's why the Mishnah said possibly in Bekaris. However, El Rabbi Yochanan, Mayim Bekaris, according to Rabbi Yochanan, doing Zerika in the wrong place is a meaningless act. So if it's a meaningless act, because Shleif Kamekaima is nothing. So of course if you had a mind to do Zerika in the wrong place, or if you did Zerika in the wrong place, you won't get Karis. You didn't do anything. What does the Mishnah have to teach it to us? It says, Dimar Kasha. Indeed, it's Kasha. So I saw a very fascinating thing in the Rishonim. On one hand, the Rishonim say that even though throughout Shas, we have a rule, that we have Machlok Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, here, given that the Gemara has the word Kasha regarding Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, one. And number two, as we've seen in the Gemara, we'll see it more in a moment, the Gemara is busy trying to understand the opinion of Shmuel. Here we're going to pass on like Shmuel. On the other hand, I saw Rishonim suggest, and we've said this previously, there's a nafkamina between when the Gemara uses the words Kasha and when the Gemara uses the words Tiyufta. Of a Kasha, there's a Teretz. What's the Teretz? They say, could be Rabbi Yochanan is trying to teach us that if somebody had a machshavas to do the zrika tomorrow in the wrong place, that even though that zrika is meaningless, he will agree that carbon becomes possible. Why? Because he's going to be following what we learned from Rabbi Yehuda earlier in the shir, that anytime you have a machshava to do something wrong, the carbon becomes disqualified. Ul Shmuel asked the Gemara, my aim by Karis, what does it mean when it says aim by Karis? Hoch not common. This is the way to understand it. Im nosim machshava psul, im nosim machshava, if he had a wrong machshava when he did the zrika in the wrong place, it's going to be possible. Aim by Karis. Why aim by Karis? Because we learned at the beginning of the year. Since it's a zrika that doesn't give you the right to eat meat, any zrika that doesn't give you the right to eat meat is not considered a zrika that could bring tachiv Karis. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ish loim kaimer lav kamekaimer dami, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, doing the zrika on the wrong spot is a meaningless act, lehevi kinishbech menakeli ala ritzpa fiasfena, we learned in our previous shurim that the halach is as follows. If the blood spilled on the floor immediately, never into a keli, you can't save that blood. But if the blood was in a keli and then it spilled on the floor, the halach is you could pick it up from the ritzpa and do zrikas adam. Ask the Gemara, let's think about this case according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Shmuel, according to Rish Lakish, a zrika in the wrong place is some sort of a zrika. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a meaningless zrika. So therefore, ask the Gemara, if you sprinkled against the Mizbeach in the wrong place, it's like you threw it on the floor from the keli. What did the Mishnah pass? What are we passing earlier? That if the blood falls out from the keli onto the floor, we can pick it up. So why does the Mishnah say that there's no hope? Why don't we just take it off the Mizbeach and do it right? Why does it say possible? We could save it. Take the blood off the Mizbeach and do it again. Let's read the words inside again. Rabbi Yochanan, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shloibim kaim alav kamikam edami, sprinkling it on the wrong place of the Mizbeach is meaningless, levi kanishbek min akeli l'ritzpa, it should be similar to the case where the blood spill out from the keli onto the floor of the Azara. Davi Yasveni, you could pick it up and do it all over and do the Zrika properly. Answers the Gemara. Savil kamandam alo Yasvena. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we pass on like the mandam that says that even though blood that's on the ritzpa of the Azara can be picked up, blood that was on the Mizbeach can never be reused. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakla moidim, benitanen lamala shnosn lamala, or lamata shnosn lamata shloike mitzvosan, if the blood was put on the Mizbeach improperly, the wrong machshava, you used the left hand, lo yasfenu, that you may not take that blood back. Lo yinachlaku, ela benitanen lamala shnosn lamata, or lamata shnosn lamala, even in that case, lo yasfenu, you can't get that blood back. And according to that, that's how Rabbi Yochanan will say our Mishnah is paskening. You can reuse it. And Rabbi Yochanan will say that our Mishnah is following Kedivar Omer, it's following the opinion of lo yasfenu. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi has a different way of defining the machlokes. Hakal moidim nitana lamata shnosn lamala. If you put the blood on the wrong place of the mizbeach, shloyas fenam. V'koshkein b'nitana lamala shnosn lamata. Certainly everybody will be in agreement, says Rav Chisda, says Avimi, that if the blood that was supposed to be on the tap was put on the bottom, lamata michuta sikra, that you can't reuse that dam. Why? Explains the Gemara. Hoyo v'damim el yoyin lamata him boim. It says Amari the Gevart. If you think about it, when you put the dam in the wrong place, that you were supposed, if you put dam that was supposed to be lamala, and you put it lamata, is that really the wrong place? It's not really the wrong place. Because what happens when you apply dam to the upper half of the mizbeach? We know the blood trickles down. So all dam that's lamala ultimately will be lamata. And therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan, everybody will agree that you can't call that you didn't put it on the right place. And once it was put on the mizbeach, it can't be taken off. Their machloikis is limited to the case regarding dam that was brought, it was supposed to be brought into the mizbeach apnimi that was put on the mizbeach achitzin, or bechutz, or dam that was put on the mizbeach achitzin, they're supposed to be on the mizbeach achitzin, shenosn lefnim. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, that dam, given that it was put on the wrong mizbeach, yasfenu, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, lo yasfenu. That even that case, you can no longer use it. The Shita points out that even though the machloikis is different, it's hard to have different machmirim, different makilim. In the previous Lashon, we had Rabbi Yossi Oimer lo yasfenu, and Rabbi Shimon Oimer yasfenu. And here, we have Rabbi Yossi Oimer yasfenu, Rabbi Shimon Oimer lo yasfenu. And that's why the sheet that turns around, either you have to have the same girsa in both gemaras. So according to this version, everybody agrees that dam that was put on the mizbeach in the wrong place cannot be reused. So now we can understand Rabbi Yochanan very well. Even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that putting the dam on the mizbeach in the wrong place is a meaningless rika, and therefore we ask, why not just recover that dam and do it right? Says the Gemara, according to the first Lashon, he's going to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that holds Lo Yasfena, that any dam that was put on the Mizbeach, even if it was in the wrong place, cannot be reused. And according to the second Lashon, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon agree to that rule. And that's why, even though it's a meaningless act, it cannot be reused. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Af Anan Namitanina. That even though Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that putting the dam in the wrong place is a meaningless act, it cannot be recovered. Yudaimer, there's a din. There's a din. We're going to have this din many times. That there are many kabbonis im olu that they should not be put on the mizbeach. There are different disqualifications. But im olu, if they were put on the mizbeach lo yeridu, they should not be removed. This brisa, this lengthy brisa that we're going to quote now, discusses is this halacha applicable under all circumstances? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehudaimer, zois hi oila. The Torah has three words, zois hi ha oila dehei, to come to teach us that there are three situations where the carbon should be removed from the mizbeach. Harei ilum miyutim. There are three situations where we don't say im olu lo yerdu. Prat, l'nishchata b'layla. If the carbon was slaughtered by night, we know you're not allowed to do that avoid by night, we spoke about it. V'shenishbach doma, or if the dam was spilled. V'shim yard the dam chutz l'kloim, or if the dam was taken out of the azara, that even though normally the aloch is Emalu lo yardu, here the halacha is also tayrid. Rav Shim disagrees. Oila, the Torah says an oila that should be put on the mizbeach. Eli al oila k'sheira, that we would only know that an oila that's kosher should be left on the mizbeach. Menayin l'rabish nishchta b'layla, he disagrees that if the carbon was nishchta b'layla, or she nishbach dama, or she yidatza dama l'chutz l'kloim, or halon. And here we have Machlokes Rishonim, what halom means. Some Rishonim say halom means that the basar was left till tomorrow. The halacha is that the basar of a carbon must be burnt the latest by the night after the day the carbon was brought. Or others say halacha means it's regarding the dam, that all the dam of a carbon that was brought must be disposed of by the night after the carbon was brought. Vayoytze, the carbon was taken out of the Azara, the basar was taken out of the Azara, or where it's allowed to be, or was taken out of Yushalayim if it's Kachim Kalim. Vatame, or basar that became, or part of the carbon became tame. Vishnishchat chutzl zmanim chutzl mekaymai. And the Rishonim say vishnishchat chutzl zmanim chutzl mekaymai doesn't mean that it was actually done that way, but like we've been explaining in our entire shir, shnishchat chutzl zmanim chutzl mekaymai means that there was machshava to bring the carbon chutzl zmanim chutzl mekaymai. Or shekibul psulim, the Kabbalah was done by a disqualified individual, or Zark was done by, or somebody who's not supposed to do the Zerika did the Zerika. And what's relevant to us now is Vanitana Lamala Shnos Lamata. Vanitana Lamata Shnos Lamala. Vanitana Mifnim Shnos Mbechutz. Vanitana Mbechutz Shnos Mifnim. Vapesach Vachatos, which we learned are equal to Pigel. Sheshach and Shloi Lishmon, because the first Mishnah of our Masechta taught us that a Pesach and a Chatos, the Shach to Shloi Lishmon, is completely disqualified. Minayin, that all of these Karbonos, with all these various disqualifications, if they were put on the Mizbeach, Minayin, that I'm also Loyerud, Tamiloima, Torah Sa'olam. Reba Torah Achas L'Kala Olam. The Torah, by using these very strong words, teaches us that in all situations, the Halacha is, Shem Olu Loyerudu. That if they're put on the Mizbeach, they remain there. Yochel, what the Gemara now is posed with the Brisa's problem now is that we began this Brisa saying that the Torah has three miyutim, zois hi'oila, to teach us that there are certain circumstances that the carbon, that there are certain circumstances that the carbon is taken off the Mizbeach. What does that pasuk come to teach us? Yochel shani marba, af ha'reveya v'anirva. Ha'reveya v'anirva is an animal that's sodomized or was sodomized. Vamuksa is the animal that was designated for avodah zara. Chloikus rishonim doesn't mean that it was designated for avodah zara, or was it designated? If it was just designated for avodah zara, there's some rishonim that say that won't disqualify it. It's only if it was designated for takrovis avodah zara. Going back to sugis that we learned from the sect avodah zara. Vanevad, or an animal that was actually used for avodah zara, that was actually worshipped. The esnan is what was given, animal that was given to a zayna for payment. The mechir, an animal that was used for exchange of a dog. The klayim, the treifa, the yotzi doifen. A treifa is an animal that's a treifa, or yotzi doifen is an animal that wasn't born naturally. Tamaloyim zois. That those animals, if they were put on the mizbeach, must be removed. Ask the Gemara on this opinion, on Rav Shimon opinion. Why did he include a very long list of very serious disqualifications that still the halacha is emalo lo yardu, and exclude all of these that should not emalo teret? Marisa, why all of those that Rav Shimon include ulahaitzis elu and all of these did he disagree? This not answers the Gemara. Ma'bani es elu. Rav Shimon says all of the ones that are included shayip psulim bekaidish. Umaitzes eni es elu shayip loyayip psulim bekaidish. Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand these two lines. The simplest way of understanding is as follows: the long list of cases that Rav Shimon says are included in things that the alokism also layerdu are all cases where the psul is Kodesh related, special rules that apply to Kodeshim. All the other cases are cases that are not related to Kodeshim. Habmuksa, Hanevad, Esnan aren't Averis that are Kodeshim specifically. They're Averis, Klayim. And therefore he says, if it's a Kodeshim specific Avera, that's where the Halacha is, Imalu lo yerdu. If it's an Avera that's not Kodeshim specific, then Halacha is Im all the another pshat is shayip psulim. This is the simple pshat, the first pshat. The second pshat that I saw, shayip psulim bekaidish, means that the psul happened after they came into the azara. If we think about all of those cases, we started with a proper carbon, And then a disqualification, something went wrong. When we speak about a mukso or a klayim, they were disqualified from their very inception. So something that only became possible after it was already kaidush is a psul that imalu ayered. Something that was a possible from in the inception, did Allah has el soterit. But getting back to our sugya, Tanimi, what does it say here? Hanitam lamata shnos lamala ulamata shnos lamata that Allah has also loiterit. The loy tolag Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree. My tama, la mishum de kaltim mizbeach. Because the halacha is that even though it shouldn't have been put on the mizbeach, once it's put on the mizbeach, it remains there. Isn't this a raya to the point that we've been making? The shma mina, from here we have a raya, the loya svena, that something that was put on the mizbeach can never be used. Before we go further, this gemara is used by the Chassam Sofer to say a very interesting chiddush that those that disagree with the Chassam Sofer. We know that if a Sofer writes a Sefer Torah and makes a mistake in writing a word, he could correct it, he could erase the word. Let's say he makes a mistake in the name of Hashem, can't erase the name of Hashem. Let's say he makes a mistake not in the name of Hashem, but in the prefix or in the suffix. So the halacha is the prefix you could erase. The suffix, what comes after the Shem Hashem, cannot be erased. So even if the mistake was in the suffix, not in the actual name of Hashem, the halacha that says in Shulchan Aruch is that that word can't be erased. And you have to take that entire Yiriyah and be going to sit, put it in Shemus and start all over. It says the Chassam Sofer, there's a kula. The when is that halacha said? If the suffix makes sense, it has a place with that word. But if it's a suffix that doesn't make any sense, then you could erase it. What's the raya al gemara? Because what did al gemara say? That something that has psulim b'kaidush, something that has a place on the mizbeach, did alochism also leiteirid, it remains there. But something that doesn't belong in the mizbeach altogether, klayim, treifa, so it doesn't belong there. It has no place there. And we don't take it into consideration. It's a very bechiddush Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer himself questions if he's correct. I'm not taskening, I'm just saying interesting Chassam Sofer. Another beautiful word that the Chassidish Sfarim say. They say two beautiful gedanken. One gedank I saw is as follows. Unfortunately, the way it is when a person davens, we're all human. And we don't only daven for kvod shemayim. We also daven for gashmias, for health and panotza, for all sorts of gashmias, bigger things. So shouldn't that disqualify our tefillah? Say the chassidish sfarim. Kol shepsulim b'kodesh, im also leiterid. If a person's real kavana is kodesh, but along with the kavana of, along with that, he says, you know why I want to be healthy? I want to be healthy because I want to be able to get up in the morning to go to a shir. I want to be healthy so I should be able to do avodas Hashem. I want to have panasa so I should be able to do mitzvahs. Psulim b'kaidish. Maybe the machshav is a machshav is psul. But it's b'kaidish. It's related to kaidish. Like Tayrit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore that tefillah. Kosh psulim, that's not b'kaidish. You want all sorts of things, but there's no kaidish dimension to it. Masa Tayrit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in that tefillah. Another pshat, again, Chassidus Shavart, is as follows. The Gemara, of course, says that a person is supposed to learn Torah Lishma. He's supposed to learn Torah because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. But people don't always learn Torah Lishma. But there are two examples of Torah Shalai Lishma, the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, from the Majid Tzurev explains. The Shalai Lishma, a person learns Torah Shalai Lishma because he enjoys learning. He wants people to say he comes to the shir every day. And then there are people that learn Torah Shalai Lishma because they want to use the Torah as a bad instrument. It says, a kov shabasulim v'kaidish, if you're psul, you're learning taka Torah Shalai Lishma, but it's v'kaidish, you still want to come to the shir. So your kavana isn't perfect, but you don't have any negative goal like Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not discount that learning. But if your machshava was to use the Torah Chas v'shalom in a negative way, Mosa Teira, the Kodesh Baruch is not interested in that learning. Continues the Gemara. Amar Belezer, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mekadosh Psulim. There's something that wasn't put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, was put there, it remains Kodesh. Ask the Gemara, what's Rabbi Elazar teaching us? My commission. Isn't that what we just learned in this long Braisa? In Hanitanim Bifnim, there's something that was put inside the Mizbeach HaPnimi that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. It's still fine. Answers the Gemara, Imi Hasam, if I only had that Braisa, have a Minahani Milidam de Chazilei. There are cases the Dam is put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Braisa teaches us that if I put Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that wasn't supposed to be there, I'm also like David. Aval Kaimitz. There's never a case where the carbon mincha is supposed to be put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So Aval Kaimitz, the Loi Chazalei, that there's never a time where that where Kaimitz should be put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Perhaps, Eim Eloi, Kamash Malon, that you may leave it, that I'm also like David. So interesting, Machloikis Rishayim, because the Torah says clearly you're not allowed to put the carbon mincha on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So how do we understand this? Some are showing them, say, one has nothing to do with the other. The Aveira you are over, but you have to leave it there. Others say, what the Halach is, interesting, the Shita says this, that if the Chaimetz was put improperly on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it should be removed from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but instead of being disposed, it should be put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin for being burnt, because it was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that's what it means, I'm also like Tairit. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Tyrus Zara shall legab Mizbeach, if the Tyrus, which always supposed to be put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, Teret. She'ein l'cha Mizbeach Psulin, el Mizbeach HaMchitzin B'royaloi, that we see from here, that something that was put on the Mizbeach, that has no place on it, the Tyrus, should be removed. So why are we saying that if Kaimitz was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it shouldn't be removed? Isn't this a right that if it has no place, it should be removed? Chitzin in Pnimi Loi. But if it was put on the Pnimi, if the climate was put there, it must be removed. Says Martir Tachi. Tyrus Arsh also Mizbeach HaChitzin. Indeed, the halach is that if Tyrus was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, since Tyrus has no place on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, Tyrid, Shem Mizbeach HaChitzin Mekadosh Psulin El Aroi Loi. And since Tyrus has no place on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the halach is it should be removed. HaPnimi, but the Mizbeach HaPnimi is more holy, as we're going to see. And then halacha is ben roi loy, ben she'en roi loy. And therefore, if a mincha, a kaimitz, was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then halacha will be im oilu loy teirid. Even though halacha is by k'tairis that was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the halacha is im elsa teirid. What's the difference? Why are we stricter with the Mizbeach HaChitzin than we are with the Mizbeach? Why is the Mizbeach HaPnimi mekadish everything, even something that has no place on it, and the Mizbeach HaChitzin not? Hi, Ritzpah. The Mizbeach HaChitzin is considered Ritzpah only. V'hai Klisharis, it's considered Klisharis. Poshup Shat is that the Mizbeach HaPnimi was Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha. The Mizbeach HaChitzin wasn't. Which is not accurate. Because the Mizbeach HaChitzin was Nimshach by Moshe Rabbeinu. So where we have to explain it, there are two ways of explaining it. One way of explaining it is that it was only Nimshach by Moshe Rabbeinu, never again. Whereas the Mizbeach HaPnimi, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, was Nimshach by Shlomo HaMelech, not the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Another pshat is, Bris Grov explains this way, that even though it was Nimshach, it wasn't Nimshach with the intention that it should be Klisharis, it was only Nimshach with the intention that it should be Ritzpah, and therefore it doesn't have that level of Kedusha, says the Meshech Chochma. Look in the Psukim. When the Pasuk speaks about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it says Kodesh Kedoshim LaShem. When the Pasuk speaks about the Mizbeach HaChitzin, it doesn't say LaShem. Why? Our Gemara. Mizbeach HaPnimi is more than the Mizbeach HaChitzin. That's why Mizbeach HaPnimi, anything put on it, even something that has no place on it, the halacha is also loy teirid. Mizbeach HaChitzin, if you put something like Torah that has no place on it, it's also teirid.